Hey, Chris, let's talk about that at bat against Stammen. It looked like there were a couple of calls in there that could have gone either way, but in the end, you beat the guy. Let's talk about the at bat.
Yeah, he started me out with a fastball away, located it really well, and I just wanted to take a pitch and kind of get a feel for his delivery and see what it looked like. And, you know, he made some close pitches in that at bat, and I was able to lay off of him. Like you said, they could have gone either way. And then the last pitch he made, he just elevated it, and I was able to put a good swing on it.
Chris, this ball club is amazing with its power. The inning starts with a broken bat off the bat of Nelson, and then the three bombs. And that's what you kind of expect from this ball club, the long ball.
Yeah, I think just the guys in general have had really good at-bats, you know, even the last few days. And obviously we're known as somewhat of a power team, and we've got guys that can drive the ball out of the ballpark. But I think it goes back to just having good at-bats and getting a pitch that you can drive and then not trying to do too much with it. And they've been huge lately.
Talking about being huge tonight, a career night for Manny Machado, five hits. Does this young man ever continue to stop amazing you?
He's a special player. You know, I think we saw that when he first came up. He was a guy that definitely impacted the club with his defense. And I think he swung the bat a lot better than people gave him credit for coming in. But, you know, he works hard. He takes the game seriously. He plays hard. And you see the result of that on the field.
And the bullpen tonight, again, after Tillman's outstanding effort, the last, when you talk about the Orioles bullpen, it comes in and does the job night after night.
They really do, and you can't say enough about those guys. You know, yesterday with the extra inning game after the doubleheader the day before, and guys are just stepping up every time they get the chance, and we appreciate that as an offense and especially as a defense, but we also know that we can't ride those guys all year, that we got to step up and score some runs and take a little bit of pressure off of them.
Chris, as a ball player, you allow things to influence you as you start thinking about when things are going bad. How do you keep yourself focused and on that plane of where you're going to succeed? Because you've been gone through some struggles this year. How do you get that success focused in your mind?
I think you just got to continue to look at the process and know that as long as you continue to work hard and do everything and make every effort to get back on the right path, that it's going to be there for you. Buck talks a lot about staying true to the game, and it'll stay true to you. And that's really what I've done. I try not to look at the numbers. I just try to go out there each and every day, work as hard as I can, and then do something to impact the game.
Chris Davis, terrific, great home run tonight and a terrific win for the Orioles as they play this Nationals ball club. And it's kind of fun now that this series means something with these two ball clubs. Orioles in first place, the Nationals fighting for the top spot in the National League East. And really, there's a lot of enthusiasm in this ballpark.
Absolutely. This is a fun place to play. You know, we love coming here and getting the mix of the Nationals fans and the Orioles fans. And it's always fun to play here, and we really enjoyed it. And like you said, the series means something. Both teams are fighting for a top spot in the division, and hopefully we can continue to rattle off some wins.
Chris, continue the celebration, and have a good night tonight. And thank you very much for the talk.
No problem. Thanks, Freddie.